This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The largest emergency shelter for unhoused people on the Western Slope will close its doors tomorrow morning. About 100 people are staying at the shelter on North Avenue in Grand Junction. It's run by the nonprofit Homeward Bound of the Grand Valley. Its chief of staff, Chris Masters, says closing the shelter could harm the city's unhoused residents.
I'm not okay with people dying. I'm not okay with people being hungry. I'm not okay with people not having access to medical care.
Masters says there just isn't money to keep the shelter open. Homeward Bound will still operate a shelter meant for families with children, people with medical issues, and other vulnerable residents. The Colorado Senate advanced a bill that would make legal records of children who request name changes private. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Kyle McKinnon reports.
The bill's Democratic sponsors say the policy is necessary to protect the privacy of transgender kids and their families. Senator Katie Wallace also says it's important for children who change their names for other reasons, like adoption or cultural and religious practices.
All of these different reasons are reasons that children might change their names. No reason to make that public record where it could be accessed by any type of AI data scraping or, just general public interest.
An earlier version of the bill would have directed family court judges to consider whether a parent accepts their child's gender identity when determining parenting time. But sponsors removed that provision in response to pushback from Governor Polis. It now moves to the House for further consideration.
This is CPR News in KRCC.